So when you're ready, and if you choose to, please close your eyes. I'm going to practice just a little bit of listening meditation to start tonight. I have something I want to read to you. I actually wrote this a while ago, probably a couple of years ago now, but these things always have a way of creeping back up right when you need them. So I just wanted to share with you something from an old class, probably from a couple of years ago, that just kind of resonated with me right now. So there's a word in yoga, in Sanskrit, and it's Ishvara Pranidhana. And that means to surrender to the source. Sanskrit is really just another language, like Spanish, like English. Every sound in Sanskrit has a meaning. So I won't go into the really intricacies of it, but surrendering to the source, whatever the source might mean to you. It could be the universe, it could be a religious power, a higher power, it could just be your own consciousness, whatever that might be. Ishvara Pranidhana means to surrender, to let go. There's a quote, "The master has faith in the way things are." And that might sound simple, but truly, to have faith in whatever is, whatever you're faced with, to not automatically complain about it, to judge it, to question it. Imagine that, to always constantly have faith in whatever you're given, whatever the situation might be. So when we think of Ishvara Pranidhana in surrendering, three words come to mind. The first is grace, which means to me going with the flow. For example, a graceful dancer seems to just move with her environment. She seems to just seamlessly flow with it. Another word is hope, which really means wishing for an outcome, often wishing for an outcome that changes what is, hoping that things might be different, or hoping for something in particular, as though we had control of it. And the last word is faith. So to me, your faith can lie in grace, in that going with the flow. You can trust in that grace that always carries you. Or your faith can lie in hope. Hope that makes no promises. So essentially, Ishvara Pranidhana means letting go, but still having faith in the way things are. It initiates a shift in perspective that helps us to remember, align with, and receive the grace of being alive. They say the root of all suffering is a resistance of what is. The root of all suffering is a resistance of what is. Ishvara Pranidhana shifts our perspective from our obsession with I, with me, with our narrow, individual, single-minded concerns, which essentially just pile up to create a separation from the source, whatever that is for you, the source of this moment, the space, the present, the now. So when we practice Ishvara Pranidhana, we're able to move outside of our ego, which is the obsession with ourself, the obsession with I, with me, 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 and give to others, notice others, and witness the moment. Ishvara Pranidhana means that we're being present. We're not focused on ourselves. It's moving from separation, I versus everything and everyone else, to a pursuit of oneness. It lets us be present. And one of my favorite poems of all time. "When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and I lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and I'm free." We'll start our practice tonight, as we always do, in the spirit of coming together, joining together for the single practice with all our many reasons for being here. We're here. We've arrived. So let's practice together. Let's experience the same frustrations, the same obstacles, and every once in a while come across the same stillness, the same oneness, the same peace. So in the spirit of this togetherness, let's take 3 deep breaths. First, inhaling deeply through the nose, really feeling that experience of breathing for the first time today, and through the mouth, exhale. Inhale deeply through the nose, drink in the air in the room, fill up, and let it go. Last one in the deepest. Breathe in deeply through the nose. Drink it in, full capacity, and hold. And let it go. And as you simply allow the breath to resume its normal, natural rhythm, think about that moment of holding, that moment of clinging to your inhale without letting it go as it wants to naturally, of hanging on to it, of trying to make it stay, trying to keep it with you. That brings discomfort with it, right? It brings a tightness in the chest, anxiety and stress. The breath has so much to teach us, which we'll see. And maybe the simplest lesson is just that. When we hold on, we become tense. When we don't let ourselves move with our environments, we create stress. When we resist what is, even if it's just an exhale that we need, we cause suffering for ourselves. Let this be a point of light in your practice tonight. Try to apply this lesson to everything, every obstacle that comes up. Forget what you think you should do, how you think you should react, and accept it. Let every thought flow into your practice and let it go. Every breath, every movement in the body, every sound. So in these first minutes, allow the awareness just to rest on the breath, that gentle, rhythmic inhale and exhale, and whatever that looks like for you tonight. Just begin to notice. Noticing if it's slow or fast tonight. If it's rich and deep, or maybe it's shallow and soft. Just as though you're laying at the shore, allowing the waves to lap over you, simply allow yourself to feel each breath. Each inhale and exhale wash over you. Just enjoying the experience of breathing. Enjoying noticing something so simple, so uncomplicated, that in itself begins to relax you, begins to calm you. Remembering that there are still some simple things in this life. Notice the temperature of the air on your nostrils as you draw it in and how it's warmed as you exhale. With your awareness, follow the path that each inhale takes as you draw it in. From the nose, past the throat, and the chest, deep into the belly. And with your awareness, follow that path back out, keeping the breath as slow as you want or need to. Really just practicing exercising your focus on one thing. It's really all meditation is intentionally doing one thing at a time, nothing more. Notice the length of each inhale and each exhale. No need to change them so they match or question. Just watch. Just notice. Where else in the body can you feel each inhale? Maybe in the shoulders. Maybe the back expands. The belly opens. With every inhale, you're breathing fresh oxygen into every cell. How much of that can you feel? What of that can you notice? The body literally comes alive again with every breath. As you're practicing noticing, one thing I'm sure you've noticed by now is that the mind will wander. This is what we've trained the mind to do ever since the day you were born. You've taught your mind to look for entertainment, to look for something more interesting than this, whether it be a thought, a worry, a little mental complaint. None are better or worse than the others. They're all just figments of the mind, creations. So as you notice that you're lost in thought, also with that, notice how you react. Do you snap back quickly? Do you become frustrated? Do you find a reluctance to start over? Just like your thoughts, these feelings are creations of the mind. It's up to you to simply create a different story for your practice, a willingness to begin again with every breath, a renewed curiosity for what the next moment might bring, the sounds it'll bring, the feelings, the temperature in the air, sensations in the body. a willingness to move forward, to fail over and over. Remember, this is not a practice of sitting with a clean, clear mind. This is life. There are thoughts, sounds, sensations, obstacles. What we practice here is accepting all of it, saying yes to what is, even if it's a thought. And simply taking a deep breath and starting again with this breath and with this one. You're welcome to stay here, just focusing on the breath, keeping it simple and beautiful, watching the inhales and exhales. And know that this is a good place to come back to if you become overwhelmed or frustrated. The breath is the most direct link between the mind and the body. It brings you back to something that's real, to this moment. But if you choose to move on, if you choose to explore further, we'll move the focus from the breath to the physical body. That is, this body as it lays or sits, whatever shape you've chosen in this room tonight, whatever might be acting up, whatever places are open or closed, in comfort or discomfort, tight, relaxed. The body gives us so many opportunities to stay present. If we would just stop telling ourselves stories about it, if we would just see it for what it is, a living, breathing organism. So outside of those stories that you've told yourself all your life, about your size, or your shape, or your color, or the way the body moves, or the way it doesn't move, the places that hurt, and what that means about you, outside of all that, let's notice what's real. Start with the top of your head, move at your own pace, and breathe into the hair, the crown of the head, maybe the space above the head. And as you do so, notice any tension, any cloudiness, anything that you can let go of, that you can cleanse with an exhale. Send the next breath into the forehead, into the eyebrows, the space between the eyebrows especially. And as you exhale, let that space relax, let it soften. With curiosity, just notice how tightly you had your eyebrows furrowed. Let them be soft, relaxed. Breathe into the eyes themselves, and as you exhale, let them melt in their sockets. Invite them to be still, but notice any movement that persists. Let it go. Don't try to force them still or closed. What we resist persists, right? So let's accept it tonight. Notice any lights or colors on the other side of your eyelids as you breathe into them. And again, as you exhale, invite them to relax. Maybe tonight relaxed means lots of movement, Lots of shapes and colors. That's okay. Send the breath into the cheeks, the cheekbones themselves. And as you exhale, let the tongue fall from the roof of the mouth, creating space within the mouth and openness and expansiveness, even in the mouth as you exhale. Breathing out whatever stale air you have there. Inhale and send the breath into the jaw. With the exhale, letting it soften, letting it fall open, letting every expression, smiles, frowns, anger, everything that you've had on your face this week, just melt from the tip of your chin. And again, maybe tonight, relaxed means there's still a smile on your face. That's okay too. Inhale deeply and send the breath into the base of the neck, that spot right where the neck and the head connect. And as you exhale, release whatever tension you're holding there. All the while noticing an imbalance, or why that tension is there. Maybe the head is craning forward, trying to counterbalance the body. Meditation's not worth much if we notice, but we don't do what we can to correct discomfort. So while we can feel it, while we can grow from it, meditation gives us the power to change it as well. So if you notice discomfort in the neck, by all means, mindfully move to adjust. Maybe gently press the head back, the chin down. Allow the energy to flow a little more freely down the spine. Inhale deeply and send the next breath into the shoulders. Maybe as you breathe in, lifting the shoulders. And then as you exhale, letting them fall down and back, resting right over the hips. Or if you're laying, with the exhale, letting all of the stress in the shoulders just be absorbed into the ground below you. Breathe it out. Sometimes we don't even notice how tightly we're clinging to the tension or stress. It's because we don't notice that we gain an identity from it, right? When someone asks you how your day was, how many of us automatically respond with busy? So busy. Or maybe stressed. For a lot of us, that's who we are. We derive our identities from complaints. That lets us feel secure. And to support this idea of ourselves, to support this ego, this identity, we hold on to the tension. We like the discomfort in our neck and shoulders because that reinforces our story, that reinforces the identity that we feel safe with. Well, this isn't a place for safety. This is a place for peace. So when you find that stress that you're holding on to, that you're clinging to, there's no need to question why or to judge. Just invite it to let go. Invite those muscles to relax with an exhale. Moving on, we breathe deeply, sending the next inhale down the back line of the body. as you do so, creating space between every vertebrae. If you're sitting, feeling yourself sit just a little taller, maybe just a centimeter. And as you exhale, letting the muscles melt away from the spine, allowing that natural S curve back into the spine. Again, if you're laying, just letting the earth absorb whatever tension you're holding in your back. Feel yourself grow heavy as gravity just pulls it like a magnet from you. Same thing, but down the front line of the body. Inhale deeply. And again, follow that path of the breath with your awareness, deep into the belly. And as you exhale, let the belly relax, especially if you're seated. Go ahead and let the belly be soft. Give yourself that Buddha belly. It feels good. This is one of the top places where we hold tension when we're stressed. We're in that fight or flight response mode. It's a protective response. We're coiled around what's important in the body, all of those organs. But there's no dinosaurs here. There's no saber-toothed tigers. Let's let the belly relax. Let it be soft and vulnerable. Simply breathe, and with every exhale, invite it to soften. And throughout your practice, I encourage you to check back in with the belly, with the core, and just notice how quickly that stress creeps back in. We also hold a lot of emotion here in the stomach, so if you notice some sensations, some uncomfortable emotions coming up as you breathe deep into the belly, as you truly let yourself be vulnerable to what you've been pressing down, holding down inside. Know that you're in a safe space. Know that we don't begin to heal until we expose ourselves to the pain. Moving on, we breathe deeply, now sending the breath from the shoulders down the arms, the forearms, and deep into the hands, maybe letting it circulate there. Before you exhale, releasing whatever stale energy you're holding in your arms. And as you really hone your awareness into the arms and the hands, you might notice the urge to move or fidget, and this is normal. Let that urge pass. Let the energy burn off on its own. Instead, notice maybe the shape that your hands have chosen for your practice tonight. Palms up or palms down. Crossed, beside you or in front of you. Maybe fingertips touching. These shapes are called mudras. We don't always choose them consciously. But notice what mudra your hands have chosen tonight, maybe unconsciously. Often palms upwards is an invitation. We're looking for a higher vibration, some higher energy, something to uplift us. Often this is when we're feeling down, sad. All these emotions are known as lower vibrations. But the body knows what it needs. If the palms are down, maybe you're looking for some grounding energy. You're looking for more balance, Maybe it feels like your world is spinning. You're just trying to hold on. Often hands touching is looking for connection with the self, with a higher power, with our relationships. The mind has wandered. Gently bring it back to the breath. And with kindness, with compassion, a deep cleansing breath. And the willingness to begin again. In this moment, this first moment of your practice. Moving on, we breathe deeply. Now sending the breath down the torso into the hips, the thighs, the knees, whole way down into the feet. Again, letting the breath circulate, and then visualize releasing whatever tension you find in the legs. Maybe for the first time in your practice, you'll notice some true discomfort. Maybe the legs are falling asleep. Maybe there's some tension in the knees. Simply allow the awareness to rest in those places that are calling your attention. Breathe into those places. And notice how much of the stress and tension leaves on its own, rolls out with the exhale. Maybe you notice an imbalance in the way you're sitting. By all means, move to adjust. Begin to let the breath grow deeper, richer. Begin to expand the lens of your awareness, like zooming out on a camera. No longer focusing just on one area, piece by piece, of the body, but breathing into the entire body, from head to toe, top to bottom. Breathing into the volume that your beautiful body takes up in this room. Feeling gravity press you down, as the pressure from the earth presses you up. And breathe into your body, there cradled in between the two, comforted. Begin to feel heavy, weighted, supported, but also safe. As you breathe into the entire body, continue to look for places that are closed. And breathe openness into them. Look for places of stress. And invite the stress out with an exhale. Allow the breath to continue growing deeper. Really feeling the belly expand, the shoulders rise. Take several breaths this way. Rich and deep. Audible breaths. And when you're ready, I invite you to release this rich, deep breathing and simply dive below the surface, below the body, beyond this act of breathing, and find that inner place of stillness. Now for you, that might mean the third eye between the eyes. It could be your heart center, the gut, the belly, just an inner place of consciousness, of intuition. All I ask is that you allow yourself to go beyond the thoughts, beyond the body, beyond the sensations, the sounds that you hear, the sound of my voice, beyond whatever emotions you might be feeling, whatever complaints you might be hearing in your mind. Let those things be part of your practice. But allow yourself to rest. Not focusing on any one of those things. Simply letting them flow past. Like leaves on a river. Just watch. Not grasping at any one thing. Not trying to force the river to stop. Not trying to change its direction. Just let it flow. Every time the mind wanders, just invite it back to that river. Invite it back to the place of stillness. Where you're floating with the current. Not trying to stop. Not trying to swim against it. Not wondering where it's going. But just enjoying. Not needing to do anything. Not needing to plan or worry or prepare. Simply allowing yourself the freedom to feel whatever you're feeling. No rules. We practice accepting the smallest things in this room, in your practice alone. Smallest things, accepting the breath the way it is, accepting a single sensation in the body the way it is, accepting an emotion the way it is. And these in themselves are powerful. These can help us grow exponentially. But a greater reason for us practicing these simple things is what we do with our practice outside of this room, when our eyes are open. Acceptance of self and all that that entails is the first step in accepting others, the first step in compassion, the first step in peace. So when you wonder why we're not questioning whether a single inhale is short or whether it's long or why it is what it is, remember, it's not about that inhale. It's about the acceptance. It's about learning that we don't need to resist our lives anymore. It's really okay. No matter what it is, it's okay. I hope you remember that, and I hope you find peace in that. That whatever your life is right now, it's okay. It's enough. And it is serving you. As Rumi says, give up to grace. The ocean takes care of each wave until it gets to shore. ending with the sound of the bell, these next few minutes are yours. Just notice wherever you are, wherever you find your mind right now, whether it's here or a million miles away, it's all the same. Take a deep cleansing breath. And as you let it go, remember that this is the same as the first moment of your practice. When we live moment to moment, there is no past. There are no mistakes. Gently bring the awareness back into the body. Invite some mindful movement into the fingers and toes. Roll the wrists,
Move the feet. And when you're ready, feel free to open your eyes. Feel free to stretch and adjust.